What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. It's your girl, Dashari, and I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. So let's go ahead and get right into it. It's the fans' favorite part of the show. It's called That's My Jam. This is a segment of the show where you can play a mantra or a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So here's this week's jam.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Hurt so bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he gon' step in and make it all right.
Won't he do it? He said he would. So I'll trust him at all times. Yes, Lord. Yes, you guys, that was Won't He Do It by Corinne Hawthorne. I just had to play this song because you know what? I've been feeling like God will do it every single time. Even when we don't know, God is going to come in and take over and he'll make it all right. Maybe, you know, I'm feeling this way because of the goodness coming off of this good old Easter weekend. But y'all know, won't he do it? Yes, he will. That's the jam for this week. All right, y'all. So I wanted to ask this question. Does it take a certain level of humbleness to reach success? If you were to look up the definition of humble, you'd be surprised at what it means to be humble. And I'm personally not a fan of what it means. However, I did find a definition from Merriam-Webster that I believe represents the word better. It says, to not regard others as inferior, not overly proud. See, I am a person who encourages people to go full out on whatever they set their minds to. And leave no crumbs because, baby, go out there and do that thing. However, I am also a person of intentionality. Whatever it is, have intentionality. Listen, if you are a master at everything, be a master at everything. But don't try and be at master level when you haven't gone through entry level training. I wanted to ask this question because in this society, not only do we have people who want to have overnight success, but they also have a sense of entitlement. And let me be very clear. I know many of us struggle with wanting to have success at what we do quickly, but there are important steps that need to be taken. No, scratch that. There are important steps that have to be taken in order for you to understand the validity of what you are getting yourself into, whether it be sports, entertainment, cooking, art, etc. There are growing pains that have to be gone through for you to feel the importance of true success. Let me also say this. If it was easy, everyone would do it. So, is there a certain level of humbleness that you have to reach success? I'd say yes. But let me also say this and clarify that I said reach success, not be successful, because success is relative. The way you view success is how you view success. And there has to be a level of entry training for what you want to be successful at. Like if you are a doctor, you have to go to school. If you want to be a chef, you have to learn how to season the food and how to prepare it properly so that no one gets sick. If you want to be a social media influencer, you have to learn your audience, learn editing software, how to post, and what time to post until you build a team. All of these careers have growing pains or humbleness to reach your level of success because, as the definition said, not to be too proud. So don't be too proud to learn before you implement, not placing the cart before the horse, as my dad would say. With most things, there's a way to shift your perspective. There's a way to see it from a new point of view or see it from someone else's eyes. But it all depends on if you are willing to shift in your perspective. So ask yourself, am I using my level of humbleness to reach success? Am I using the time? Am I using this time where I can grow? Being humble is not always bad, because I believe we all have to go through a level of growing pains in our industry or field so that we can be proficient in our area. It will give us the gratitude for success. It will allow for our stories to be rounded. Shoot, it will give us a strong success story, because as humans, or at least for myself, I'll speak for myself, I always love a good success story, because out of the concrete grows a rose and pressure makes diamonds. So ask yourself today, have you skipped over the entry level training? And have you been intentional with what you are passionate about in the learning stage? I believe if we allow ourselves to learn and not seek microwave fame or success, we will create a space for longevity, because that should be the goal. But y'all know that's just my perspective. Let me know if you think there's a certain level of humbleness needed to reach success. I would love to hear what you think. But y'all know, we got mail. Y'all, I'm gonna use this time to tell you we have some special guests coming very soon, and they are super dope, and I'm excited for all of you to tune in to those episodes, because there's so much information that I know will be beneficial to you. If you'd like to be featured on the We Got Mail segment of the show, email itsaperspectivepodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Instagram @itsaperspectivepodcast. Listen, y'all, stay locked in and stay tuned for our guests, because there is more on the way. I love y'all. Peace.